It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Jerry Serretta. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. I'm good.
Excellent. Thanks for reaching out for this new tune called Two People, One Shadow. We'll talk about that in just a second, Jerry. But how are things going along? Everything's good in your world?
Everything's good. You know, we're just hoping for some more shows coming up this year. And, you know, we're in full out production mode for a brand new album. And obviously, Two People, One Shadow is the first new release, new single from that upcoming album.
Great. Let's talk about the single. Tell me a little bit more about it.
It was a song that we wrote kind of talking about, you know, that one person that you're so in love with, you're so in tune that you want to get close to them and cuddle up around a fire or under the moonlight. And, you know, you're so close together that you can't distinguish one person from the other. So it's just two people and all you see is one shadow. And it was kind of a song that we wrote during one of our Calgary-based writing camps, actually. We wrote that one with Troy Copel and Jake Matthews. And what originally happened when I started working with Troy back in 2018, we started writing for an upcoming album then, which ended up being Classic Country Couple, our last album. And we started out writing virtually because I was in Edmonton, he was in Calgary, and we'd get together once a week virtually and try to write. And, you know, things were going good, but we weren't getting as many songs cranked out as we were hoping to. So his solution was to invite me to his place in Calgary. And when he did that, he also invited a lot of his songwriter friends from the surrounding area as well. We Skyped a few people in. And what his goal there was is we would get together for two or three days, and we would write one song in the morning, then we would take a break for lunch, then we would write a song in the afternoon with somebody different, and we would do that for two or three days, and we ended up doing that four or five times, and it really allowed us to amass a library of songs. So it was a really good kind of method that works, and since this pandemic has prevented us from getting together, we've kept that model up all through the fall for this new album, except we modified it so that rather than getting together virtually, we would get together once a week with a team of writers from either Nashville or from here in Canada, and we would work at getting one song done per writing session. That was once a week, and we did that from September to December.
We've talked about how great Troy and Joni are before, many times before. Troy is the kind of guy who would open up his door to just about anybody, I would think, right?
He will. Like, he's such a wonderful person to work with as the producer, and he's been a great friend for years, a great person to go to for advice when, you know, the music industry is such a big entity that when I have questions and I'm doubting certain things, it's nice to have a conversation with Troy, and he just reminds me of kind of the goals that we set. And, you know, we didn't come into this with any expectations. For Troy, I was the first artist that he took on to do a full out album, production wise. And, you know, he keeps thanking me for giving him that opportunity, but I always reverse that and say, no, Troy, you gave me an opportunity and you keep me grounded and you're an amazing friend. So it's just great. Him and Joni are such great people. And like you said, they open up their door to absolutely anybody. They're always willing to help somebody. I just think the only limitations with Troy is there's only so many hours in a day. If there was more hours in a day, he'd be helping everybody.
that's right. How important is it for you to have an all Indigenous team behind you? This is terrific, I think.
It's really important. I mean, I think when I first started out in the industry, I was really shooting for, you know, the top of the mainstream charts. And And still, that's the goal if it ever happens. But, you know, being Indigenous myself, I've always had wonderful support from the Indigenous community, always lots of shows, always great support at festivals and requests for songs. And to just be there for them and to acknowledge them and to show them how much it means for me to be Indigenous and to work with Indigenous people, to make our product mainstream, I think, is kind of where me and Troy set out to do, is really just play to our strengths and see what happens, and appreciate the people who supported us from day one.
That's terrific, for sure, Jerry. How do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
The best way to get a hold of me, I'm obviously on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I'm get into, but we'll get there eventually. It's just so many things to deal with today. But yeah, the best to get a hold of me is go to jerrysmith.com. All my social media are there. You know, feel free to reach out to me anytime. Ask me questions about music. Give me feedback on songs. Tell me what you're cooking for supper. Whatever. I'm happy to hear from people. I'm happy to respond to people. And I just look forward to sharing this musical and life journey with as many people as I can.
Awesome. Repeat that website again, Jerry.
It's jerrysereda.com. That's jerrysereda.com. And everything is there. It's recently updated, so brand new bio. You can check out the new song there for free. You can stream it for free. If you feel like throwing me a buck, you can do that too. It's available for purchase there. I just hope everybody enjoys the song.
Terrific. Thanks, Jerry. Thanks for reaching out. Good luck with everything going on with you, and we'll talk again for sure.
Thank you very much, Kel. I always appreciate it.
Jerry Sereda on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.